This call is being recorded.
There you go. You've heard it. Welcome, everybody. I have some announcements. So here's my announcements for everyone. If you happen to live in the Kelowna area or if you know anybody in Kelowna, our next Vitality Meetup at the Kelowna Golf and Country Club is on Saturday morning, September 29th at 9:30 in the morning. And that's at Kelowna Golf and Country Club. Please RSVP. It's a breakfast meeting and it costs $20. So that $20 includes breakfast. Next one. Registrations for Taffy Team 44 is on the way. If you happen to want to do Taffy, we don't take a course. We do this course. It's an action for taking action for your health. Please send me an email or text message, 250-718-2852. We'll talk about it. You can register. As far as I am concerned, you will never be able to get through your health issues unless you do Taffy. The course fee is $377, and it's a two-month course. We meet every day, 5 days a week, 20 minutes a day. We learn health, and we take action for our health. You can register with 250-718-2852. My next announcement, every Thursday, Nature Sunshine with Rancha hosts Lunch and Learn. This Thursday, I am the guest speaker. The topic is learning about carbo grabbers. If you have a pen, here is the phone number you dial in at 9 o'clock in the morning Pacific time. That's my time in BC, 9 o'clock, 647-497-9386. Then there is a code. You punch in this code, 563-876-204. If you would like to be on my email list, send me an email or send me a text. My email is kdroth@shaw.ca. I also want to talk about Nature Sunshine membership renewals. Nature Sunshine has come up with some incredible free products if you place an order and renew your membership. I think the membership fee is free. If you place an order for $150 worth of products, you receive free shipping and a free product, Bacillus Coagulans, which is a specific type of probiotic for your bowels. If you place an order for membership renewal of $350 or more, you receive free shipping, TNT bars, Bacillus Coagulans, and whey protein. And you can contact me if you need help, 250-718-2852. I want to talk a little bit about my books. Now I'm still hearing some background noise. Would you please press or would you please mute out on your keypad? I'm hearing background noise. Thank you. So my book, Practical Solution to the Cancer Injury, which has sold over 5,000 copies, and that was about 2 years ago, is available, and you can email me or you can send me a text message. And the book, Mud Pies, which is grain-free, sugar-free recipe book, and that's available by sending me a text or an email. So at this point, I want to introduce our guest speaker for this evening. I'm excited to have Diane McLaren with us. She's a registered holistic nutritionist. She's a registered certified iridologist. She's a herbalist. She's one of Canada's Canada's top natural health practitioners. Her quote, "You'll love the life you live when you feel good and look terrific." She was diagnosed with multiple sclerosis in 1982 while majoring in music at McGill University. Music was Diane's passion. It was her life dream, and that all collapsed. Diane landed up in the hospital, paralyzed from her shoulder to her toes on the right side. She had considerable speech loss. She had facial paralysis. She had little colon function. She had little bladder function. 90% vision loss in one eye. She could not drive her car. She could not walk properly without holding on to walls. She could not climb stairs. Eating was difficult. Dressing was difficult. The prognosis from all the doctors, neurologists, psychologists, psychiatrists that she visited was at best 50% recovery. She would be walking with a cane if she would ever walk. She would have no children and no career, and she was told to accept it. Diane, however, had her own vision. She chose not to have disability license or handicap license, not to be at the mercy of this disease, not to live in fear. She chose a different pathway. She had a different vision. I want to introduce to you Diane. Diane, are you there?
I am there. Thank you so much, Dana, for those wonderful words.
Go ahead, please, Diane.
Okay, thank you. Everything that Dana said has happened, and that was a long, long time ago. It was in 1982. That's 36 years, over 36 years ago now. And as I was listening to her, I almost felt I was listening about somebody else. And you can probably hear it in my voice, how even if it has been all those years, when I talk about it or when I hear people talk about it, it's like yesterday. It transposed me right to that time. So the diagnosis came in 1982, but the first symptoms that were more pronounced was in 1980. So between 1980 and 1992, my last crisis was in 91-92. I call that my 12 years of misery. And there was three major crises and a lot of small ones. And the one that Dana was talking about when I was in a wheelchair and I was not going to walk again, and all, you know, the hand that was not to work again, and I was a pianist and all that, that was in 1982. It took me about a year. Now, the last crisis in 91-92, I didn't paralyze totally that time, but it took me 18 months to come back to the way I am almost today. And at that point, I could not climb the stairs most days. I had to go on my knees to climb, and I have to come down on my bottom. So there was really a lot of bad days. This is why I could not walk without holding to the wall. So the three times I came back normally, like almost normal or walking normal, being normal, is I had used the medical route first because I was not at all inclined to natural stuff. I didn't know anything about it or very little. And every time I used the medical route, the medication and what they offered me, it didn't work for me. So it was always out of desperation, and when they gave up on me, that I would turn towards the natural because I didn't know what to do and I was looking for answers. So it was always out of desperation, if I can say. So the last time, when it took me 18 months, I remember after 12 months of doing the program, is I called my mom one night and I told her, I said, I'm giving up. I'm not doing that. It has been a year and I feel like I'm not sure that I'm better. Maybe I'm even worse than I was a year ago. I spent all that money. I deprived myself of all the food. I took all those dozens and dozens and dozens of supplements and then all that, and I don't think it's working, and I don't have the money, and I'm spending all that. And so I just give up, and I cried all night. And the next morning, I called my mom again in Montreal, and I said, I'm back on the program. And she said, what changed? I said, during the night, when I was thinking I cannot do that anymore, I could not do nothing either. And I was not willing to wait until something is handed to me on a silver platter. So what I told my mom was, I will do the program until it works or until I find something better. So something happened in the middle of the night. I made a decision that it will either work or I'll find something better, but I will do something. And that was a turning point in my way of thinking. And it was, okay, if I'm doing this and it's not quite working, we'll tweak it. And I chose a different approach. I became involved in what it was Gail that was helping me at the time. I just asked a lot of questions and why things were happening a certain way. And I read a lot. And so I become really participating in my own healing. And that was the last crisis. And after I came back, I decided to take some courses just so I understood why even more things were working, because I thought it should be easier to stay healthy than coming back from being so sick. But nobody had been able to help me to stay healthy. And one of the things that the three time I came back, the three people in three different cities in Canada were using the Nature Sunshine products. I knew there was something about the herbs that were different and about the quality of these products. So now, fast forward, I have been symptom free for over 20 years. Now, a couple of things that I found out, and I'm not alone, I have a lot of kind who have been. So, you know, I am very unique in the way that I have a unique accent, but I'm not unique in doing what I'm doing. Because you just follow one step at a time and tweaking it really helps. One of the things that I didn't realize that I was so blessed with is when I was 19 going on 20 and I was in a wheelchair and I was at the hospital, is I remember looking out the window and you daydream. And whenever I saw myself older, being 30 and 40 and 50, I always saw myself walking. I never saw myself in a wheelchair. And if for a split second that image would be there, I would simply put the X on that image and say, no, this is not going to happen. Something inside me, I was very blessed that I didn't realize how important that was. They call that visualization. Now, and every time I would sit down on the wheelchair, is there would be like a bed of nails on the chair. So I had to get up. Now, I was paralyzed. I could not walk. I could not get up. I could not even transfer myself. And I would share that with the psychiatrist and the psychologist. They just thought I was losing it and I was crazy. And so they didn't think I would make it. Another visualization that I had, the last crisis, my baby was born in 1990, and that was 91, 92. So she was just like between 1 to 2 years old. And I was seeing myself walking her to her school when she would go in grade one in kindergarten. I would also see myself catching her, like running after her in the summer. And she's running in the grass and I'm running after her and I'm catching her. And we're rolling on the grass. And I could feel the warmth of the sun, the wind of the leaves. Now I was using the visualization again and I didn't know what that was. And I was using my five senses. So something very important is that I always tell people, as an image, as something that you really want. Now, I would never roll in the grass. I don't like bugs, okay? But that was the image that came to me. I don't know why. So it's important that sometimes that image can change, but it's important in the darkest moment, in the most difficult time, just to hold on to it. So, as I said, I didn't know that. I learned later how that was important. I was really blessed that way. What did I do to get better with all that? Well, many things. First of all, yes, very clean nutrition. I don't follow diet. I've been put with any diet that existed between 1980 to 1992. I did them all. A diet will always help in the first place because it takes away a group of food and takes away a lot of the food that we that are not so good for you. But I don't take away any group of food totally, but I will eat extremely clean. And some things I would do very, very little if I do any. So each person has to find what works for them. And at the end of the day, you have to have more energy. You have to feel better. You have to sleep better. You have to poop better. And all that when you're doing any kind of diet. It's just very clean, as wholesome as you can. No barcodes, you know, very simple in the food. Now, I took a lot of herbs. I will not tell you how many because I don't want you guys to hang up in it's not a concept. Most people will never take that many, but each person is different. So you need to take, or the people need to take what they need. And as Donna said, I had no colon trouble control because I had paralyzed the bladder. There was a lot of things that was really out of balance. Most people might have 3 or 4 areas, not that many that, like I did. So then it will, the program will vary. One of the most important is the colon. I have a book written by a French medical doctor from Switzerland, and it was written in 1983. And I'd seen that book in the bookstore, and I bought it, and it was quite drastic. So I remember putting it on the shelf and said, I cannot do that. But in the first page, the subtitle, it says MS, and you can read in French because it's all backwards, you know, the word, but it's chronic intestinal intoxication. Even if people think that they do go to the bathroom daily, they're leaving, it's like they're using a very dirty broom full of leaves and dust to try to clean their house. So they think they're cleaning, but they're not. They're recycling a lot of their toxins. So working with the colon is extremely important. And many people will go only a few times a week and some might go every day, but still we need to retrain the colon. And we have wonderful formula, and one of them is coming back soon, the body detox. And if people cannot use that, we use the Fiber Boost and LBS too. Those are great, or the UC3J. So just make sure that whoever you're working with are helping you. And the goal is to achieve the equivalent of 2 to 3 extra large bowel movement a day. And with the wonderful combination we have, it will clean the colon, the liver, the digestive, intestinal, and that is fantastic. Now, we have to be careful what might make us more toxic, the environment, all the chemicals in the food, vaccines, root canals. Not everybody is the same, but we know all of these might have a relationship, but everybody is different. So we have to look at all that. Not everybody with root canal will have MS symptoms, but sometimes there might be a crisis of symptoms happening after that. The same thing with vaccines. So I'm always very careful to find out the history and work with everybody. But you cannot put everybody in one bag, though, like or one mold. In order to rebuild the body, some of the formulas, there's many, and it's hard because I don't follow a MS protocol as such. What I do is I will use the questionnaire that Nita Sunshine has, and I will use Aridology. I'll use a few tools, the Zyto Compass, to find out what is the most appropriate for the person at the time. My favorite one, though, that I find have a lot of consistency,
just
in helping
just a minute,
people.
Please, Diane, hang on. I'm hearing a background noise, so if you would please mute out. Okay, so there's some beeping happening, so if you please mute out. And Diane, for some reason, your voice sounds a bit muffled, okay? So I don't know, why, but maybe there's some adjustments you could make at your end.
Okay, is it better that way?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. I just changed the volume. Sorry about that. So my surface formula are the I-X. I have found that I-X works fantastic with numbness, tingling, lack of circulation, anything that is not working properly in the fingers or the toes or that. It works beautifully. It's wonderful for energy. It brings the circulation to the head and to the extremities. Stress formula. I love that one more than any other ones because it has all the B in the right ratio. It has all the vitamin C's with the bioflavonoids. It has the herbs, HVP, herbs that are in passion flower to nourish the nervous system. And a lot of people having diagnosed with MS or having MS symptoms are often deficient in the B's. Now, I love the super oil because it's a blend of six different good fats. And in order for the myelin sheath and the nerves to function properly, we need the good fats. So you get your lecithin, lignin from rose, flaxseed oil or linseed. You get your vitamin E, your natural lemon oil, and the cold fish oil, all in that super oil. And then the other one is herbal CA. Which is a herbal formula which has calcium, magnesium, and all the minerals to absorb them. And it does help with a lot of twitching as well and spasm. So all those four I found are often the core that will help people. Usually to rebuild the body, I would use six. When things are really bad, we can use 9 or 12 for a short period of time. Now if people...
Hi, Diane?
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
Yes.
Yeah, for some reason you cut out. Okay.
Okay, so where did I cut out?
You said the four were the core. The four. IX.
Yeah, the four IX stress formula.
Stress formula. Super oil, herbal CA.
And herbal CA. Yeah.
Yes.
So for most people, some will have three, some will have two, some will have four, but, you know, if, and I'm just saying that as, because I don't like to do the protocol, I go to the root cause, but that is a good start for people. And you can tweak depending what the questionnaire will tell you, what the Zyto will tell you. Okay. And if you do iridology or any other tools. Now, there's no magic bullet. Okay. Anyone can do this though. We have to allow the time to the body to heal. And also what I want to see is I want to see a bit of improvement every 2-3 weeks. If not, we tweak the program. And it could be 5% improvement that the toes is moving a little bit better. And you can have a bit more movement in the ankles or the eyes are getting better. And if people have problems with their eyes, we use perfect eyes. People have to stick with it. It's just like the consistency and the persistency is extremely important. And you tweak it until... You see, and I said, I measure when somebody is tired to say, well, I'm still tired, you know, but then I find out that now they can do things for 2-3 hours a day as before they could only do half an hour. Well, going from half an hour a day to be able to do something to 3 hours, that's 6 times better. It's still not good enough, but I have people really tracking and ask a lot of questions so that we can write down because when we get better, we forget those. Okay, so what's happening is yes, there's a cost involved. There's cost for consultation, depending if people are doing seeing somebody or the cost for the herbs. But for me is there's no cost. Without my health, I could not have work. Without my health, I'm a burden. Without my health, there's nothing I can do. So for me, it was, we didn't have the money. So whatever I had to do to get the money, we prioritized, we cut things. I borrowed the money and then I made sure that I made the promise to myself that I would pay every penny back and much more because I said, if I'm not healthy, I cannot do anything. So it's where do you put your priorities? And there's always ways to reorganize the budget and eating healthier doesn't cost necessarily more money because you don't buy the fun food that costs a lot of money. And I said, one step at a time. persistency, consistency, tweak it, and that you're never too old, you're never too young, you're never too sick, you're never too healthy to start doing the right thing. And if people change one or two habits and then they stick with it and they do that every few weeks, well, at the end of the year, they will have changed 26 good habits, and you keep that. That will make a big difference. So I hope that helps. I know that we there's a time that we have to be doing this. So I want to respect everybody's time, but I hope that was helpful for everybody.
Awesome, Diane. So we want to open it up for questions and answers, because that was the whole idea, is that we have an opportunity, Diane, to ask you questions. So for those people that wanted to hear her program, she loved Body Detox, and it's going to be on the market soon, I think in a week or so. She used LBS2 to help heal her bowel. She said she built her body, and she used four core products. IX, that's a Nature Sunshine product, Stress Formula, Super Oil, and Herbal CA, and each one of them had a specific purpose. So I want to open it up for you to ask questions of Diane. So go ahead, please, jump in.
Okay, I have a question. I have several, actually. Jacqueline
here.
Go
ahead, Jacqueline.
Yes, Diane, during the time when you were doing this program, did you have anybody, like any members of the family or friends, saying, oh, why are you bothering to do this? Go back to the doctor.
Very good question. What do you think? Have you ever...
Probably.
Many. I had many people that were in my corner, but I had many people I had to dissociate myself from, and some that I thought they were my best friends. And they were saying that somebody was taking me for a ride, or that it was in my head, or that I was wasting my time and I was having false hope, and I thought those were my friends. So if the people were not supportive of what I believed, I just simply distanced myself fully and cut the ties gradually. Now, some people, I understand, they don't know, and some people might say, well, I'm not sure. If they were open to listen, I would keep them in my circle. But if they didn't have something supportive to say, and if they would respect, if I don't know about that, but I respect why you want to do it, I had no problems with that. But if you start telling me all the negatives, I say thank you very much, and how was your dog? How is your dog doing? I don't need to talk to them about that.
Right. Thank you.
You're welcome.
That, good point. If you don't have supportive friends, cut the ties. Awesome. Go ahead, Jacqueline.
Oh, I want to let somebody else go first, Donna.
Okay. All right. Who else would like to ask Diane a question? Go ahead, please.
This is Marianne. I want to ask her whether she was on any pharmaceutical drugs while she was doing the herbs.
I did the pharmaceutical drugs always first because I was not inclined naturally and I didn't know anything. And they never worked for me. They actually made me really sick and made me worse, that I had to give them up. So I never did both together because I had to give them up. And the last time was interferon when it was a trial drug in 1991-92. So I have clients who have used the drug with the herb. I found that it always takes a bit longer because, first of all, the drugs pollute the body. The drug
Diane, can I interrupt, Diane? Because, again, you're kind of muffled.
I don't know why, because I am sitting in the same place and I have not moved. Can
okay,
you hear
sorry.
Me better? I don't know why it's muffled. I put my headset because it is better. Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Can you hear me better?
Yes. And we did hear that you took pharmaceutical drugs at first and it made you worse. So did you stop taking them, or did you go to a pharmacist, or you told the doctor? How did that happen?
Well, okay. Well, it depends, because I had many crises. Okay. If I look at the last one, I took them and they made me really, really sick. And after 5 days of taking them, the bed was turning all the time. I could not even walk holding to the walls anymore. I had to crawl to the from my bed to the bathroom. I couldn't sit on the toilet by myself. And when we called the pharmacist and the doctor, they said it's normal. It might take 3 months. And then I started hallucinating. I was seeing pink elephants on the wall in 3D. And I knew they were not there, but I would have sworn they were there. And I remember asking my husband, I said, how can something cause so much things into my body and be good for me? How can that be called healing if it caused so much side effects? And how I'm worse than I was before I started taking it. So I'm asking forgiveness now, but I don't want to continue. And he said, I'm glad, because I think it's worth. And this is when I found Gail.
Thank you. Okay, next question. Go ahead, please.
Hi there. I just wanted to do a recap. You said that you should maybe feel improvements in 2 to 3 weeks from taking some of the supplements.
Yeah, but when I said that, I was very specific. You see, sometimes it's 5 or 10% improvement.
Oh,
it's very little.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So, like, I have a lady, and she could barely move her big toe. So what was happening is it took me 6 to 8 weeks before the other toe started to move beside. But then when I was working with her with the reflexology, because reflexology was a big part in helping me, so I trained in that as well, is that she could feel my fingers more. She still didn't feel normal, but she could feel more. That's an improvement.
Yes. Okay. What about heat sensitive?
You're saying very, very slight improvement. Don't quit.
That's right. Like, yeah. if she thinks she feels my finger more when I do her feet, that's huge.
Yeah.
Okay, so I don't care that it's not enough, and I don't care that I do care. When I say that, I don't mean it in the wrong way. But if you don't get those slight improvement, and if you cannot celebrate those victories, how will you get there? How do you learn to run a marathon if you cannot even walk at the end of the street?
Yeah.
So it's the
same way
when we work with those. We have people say, well, I'm still not sleeping well. But in the meantime, it's taking them an hour to fall asleep, not an hour and a half. That's an improvement. Okay? So for me, I'm not being mean when I say that, but that we have. So when we write things down, we have to make sure that we're very specific how often, how severe, how long. Like somebody with spasm. Okay? She was getting the spasm that would last probably a few minutes. Now the spasm will last seconds. It will be 2 to 3 a day instead of 2 to 3 an hour. But it didn't happen even overnight, gradually. So we have to look for them. We have to ask questions for that.
So besides the pharmaceuticals for the MS drug, did you happen to take other medicines that helped with spasticity? Or?
No. So when I give up the medical drug, I simply use the herbs. I followed Gail's program, and it was herbs, and I was taking a lot. I was taking the three-digit numbers every day. I changed my food. I did the reflexology. I did, the ankle rotation. I did a lot of little things to help, okay? But it was strictly the Nita Sunshine herbs. But when I came back the other two times in 1984, like 82, 83, 84, it was a chiropractor in Montreal, and it was the Nita Sunshine herbs as well. And one time in between, it was a lady in Quebec that helped me. It was, and so the three times I came back, it was using herbals, and it was using the Nita Sunshine products.
And I'm not saying me to say that. Nobody is. I'm just saying it because this is the truth.
Yes.
Okay,
you.
Diane, can I just ask you, when you say you came back, does that mean you started a herbal program and then you quit?
No. When I came back normal, like from being in a crisis, from being sick, from not being able to function daily. Okay. So when I came back looking and feeling normal, like, you know, one time it took me 18 months, one time it took me 12 months. During that 12 and 18 months, I was using the whole program. Does that make
Thank
sense?
Thank you, Diane.
Sorry for the confusion.
Yeah, no problem. Okay, go ahead, please. Who else has a question?
I have another question. Diane, this is Shobhana. You were saying that when you go to the herbal products, you'll have to stop your pharmaceuticals. Now, I have been controlled by for bladder and bowel movement by pharmaceutical products. Otherwise, I would not have bladder and bowel movement control. And if you use these herbal products, would that help you to get control and stop pharmaceuticals?
Okay, I have to be... Yeah, thank you for your question. I have to be very careful what I answer that because every person is so different. When people are taking pharmaceutical and mm-hmm. the pharmaceutical are helping them in certain functions of their body, we have to make sure they keep them and introduce the herbs gradually. And when the body is working even better doing both the pharmaceutical and the herbs, then to decrease the pharmaceutical very, very gradually. If you decrease and stop the pharmaceutical and then you at the same time you start the herbs have to rebuild the body. Think of it as mending, like mending a stitch. Just simply, every time that you take a herb, it's like when you're mending a sock or you're mending a stitch. So because you take the herb, and because you did a couple of rows of stitching, if you have a big hole for me is a bigger disease, then your sock is not mended. You will not feel right. So it takes time for the herbs to build. So when people are taking pharmaceutical, then usually they don't feel 100% anyway. So I said, take the herbs. When you start feeling 100%, in certain drugs, we're not supposed to tell them to reduce the pharma because it's not our place. But I said, ask your pharmacist how you can reduce it very slowly. And then we play with the herbs to make sure that we fill the gaps there. So you don't stop one to start the other one. And when people are taking the pharmaceutical, they will be still not feeling 100%. They'll still have symptoms. And they have to be careful because they feel scared. And it's normal that they're scared to stop the herbs because they feel everything is controlled. But usually with the pharmaceutical, you always need stronger herbs of the bladder, stronger herbs of the colon. So then you know it's controlled temporary. So I would suggest instead of increasing the pharma, what you do is you start adding some herbs to it and slowly can decrease the pharma.
So
that's how I would do it.
So I'm just going to reiterate what you said, Diane. So here is a lady, and that's Shobhana,
yes.
Who has multiple sclerosis, and she takes pharmaceutical drugs for bladder and colon control. Diane's recommendation is to keep taking the drugs and introduce the herbs. Then, as you get better control, you decrease the drugs and increase the herbs because the herbs will rebuild the colon. The herbs will rebuild the bladder. They are just like mending a sock, and it takes time for herbs to rebuild. This is from Diane's experience. And then we talked about the whole concept of fear. Okay, Diane, could you please address fear again? Go ahead, Diane.
Okay, and
thank you.
And you're very good at summarizing, Donna. One of the things is, I just would like to add, so if you decrease a drug very gradually, and then you play with the herbs, you were doing 6 and maybe you do 9 for a few weeks to cover that gap, and then you can bring it back to six. Now, when the person is well, even with the herbs, we can decrease them. The high amount is only until you have mended, and then you can decrease it. Okay, I take very little herbs. I still take my herbs. I take a couple of handfuls, absolutely, but I take very little, and I've been totally symptom-free all these years. Okay. Fear. If you would not feel fear, or if the person doesn't feel fear, they would not be normal. It is absolutely normal to feel fear. So then you say, okay, it's normal because we don't know how long the crisis will stay. We don't know if we will come back. We don't know, will the drugs work? We don't know, will the herbs work? But the thing is that after you say, okay, it's normal, now what do I do next? When you go out at night and you walk and it's dark, well, you have fear because you don't see what's ahead, but you walk 50 feet and then you see a little bit further. It's like when you have headlights, it's the same kind of thing. So you do one part and then you do the other one, and you keep, if you do the right things, the body will always follow. It's that simple.
Thank you. So I'm going to reiterate again, Diane. Feeling fear is normal. You'll go through a crisis. You won't know how long the crisis will take. And it's just like going out at night where you can't see ahead of you. But the whole idea is to know that if you do the right thing, the body will heal. No question. Thank you, Diane. Next question. Go ahead, please.
Yes, I have a question. Diane, could you tell us how long did it take before you got out of the wheelchair and didn't have to use it anymore?
It was about a year.
There
was rattling in the background. Go ahead, Diane.
Okay, and I'm sitting, I'm not moving in this quiet where I am. It was about a year. Like, it didn't like be 11 months and 2 weeks when I was in Wiltshire and then on. But that crisis, about from the beginning to the end, was about a year. I was probably in the wheelchair for a few months. I had an optical neuritis and I lost vision of my eyes at 90%. And they said, we'll see you in 2 weeks. I never made it. I had paralyzed in the right shoulder, the right toes, didn't know what was wrong with me. They hospitalized me. And I was in the hospital for over 3 months at the time. And it's doing a lumbar puncture, they found out. So when they finally released me from the hospital, I could barely function, but it was not walking normally. For me to function kind of back to normal, back to the way I was before, it took about a year altogether.
Thank you, Diane.
You're welcome.
Hey, other questions? Go ahead, please.
I have a question. You spoke about rebuilding your body and certain things. I think it was rebuilding. I'd like to hear you talk about what you used and the purpose and so on.
Okay. So all the herbs will rebuild the body. Okay. So the body detox will rebuild the colon. The IX super oil stress formula, herbal CA will rebuild the nervous system, circulatory system, whatever needs to be rebuilt in the body. All the herbs always rebuild. So if I go and tell you everything I took, there was a lot of herbs because things changed over the years and what I needed was a bit different. And there's maybe like, 30 products I took over the last 18 months when I was sick, maybe more. Now, not everybody needs those. And if I use one, it doesn't mean that I continue. Some will change. Okay. So there's, like Stephen Horn always says, one disease, many programs, and I can have two people on the same program and they have a different disease. If I try to put everybody and say, this is what you do, it will not work. So you have to start somewhere with the person that, can work with you. And you have to trust them and you have to make sure that you keep them posted and change. And use the tools that are available with the questionnaire to see what system is the weakest. Then make sure you build it as well. Make sure you look at the symptoms that are the worst. Make sure you use the Zyto. And if some people do the iridology or reflexology or the modality, that will help. I'm sorry I cannot give you one answer for everybody, but if I would do that, you should hang up because not two people are the same.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I'm just going to review, if I may. So Diane used body detox to rebuild the bowel. She also said it was good for the liver, and I know it's also good for kidneys. She used IX for numbness and tingling and lack of circulation. She used stress formula, lots of stress formula, which has B's and C's in it and bioflavonoids to heal the nerves. She used super oil, which has 6 good fats to heal the myelin sheath. She used herbal CA, which is a herbal calcium and magnesium, to help the spasms, with the spasms. And then she used 30 different kinds of products over the months as she went through her healing. And she said, everyone is different, but start somewhere. Thank you, Diane. And what's the next question? Go ahead, please.
Donna, you gave a very good explanation of all the medicines. I could not write everything down. Would you be able to help us with this?
Shobana, what was the question again? Can I what?
No, I said all these medicines what she used, you explained very, very clearly. But I could not write everything well. So can I see it? Could you send a paper with all this explanation, please?
I can, absolutely. So send me an email if you want this explanation. Send me an email. Anybody could do that, and I'd be happy to put this together and fire it off to you. Absolutely.
Thank you, Donna. You're
okay.
Great.
The key is, here is the key.
Yes.
Diane noticed improvements little by little. She never quit.
He said one step at a time, we all have to do that.
Yep, she just kept doing this, and she kept a track record of those little improvements, and this is what she does with her clients.
Mm-hmm.
She keeps track records of those little improvements as they do their herbal programs. She uses specifically Nature Sunshine products. She used high amounts of it. And then when it healed, then she reduced the amounts of it, but she's still using herbs till this day, just like I do.
Nick,
go ahead.
I just wanted to say, when the body's rebuilt, some things you can go to zero, but some things you might need one or two. For my bladder, the best formula for me was cake, which is a blend of 4 different herbs. Now, I use high amounts for a few months. I was getting up 9-10 times a night, and I used a very high amount, and then my bladder got better and better and better. Then we reduced it, and in over 25 years, I have used only 3 bottles of cake. I've never had to use cake on a maintenance dosage, okay, on a maintenance program. Now, some people might need cake on the maintenance. I didn't. I always need something for my digestive intestinal. This is where it's so individualized for each person.
Okay, so I just want to repeat so that we all heard her. She had lack of bladder control. She used the product from Nature Sunshine called K. That's what it's called, capital K. And she used high amounts of it for several months, because she was getting up to go to the bathroom 10 times a night until that all healed up. And like she said, in the last 25 years, she's maybe used only 3 bottles of K because she doesn't need it any longer. I want to say this is where your body systems questionnaire comes into play. You can
look, do the body systems questionnaire. It will tell you if you should work with your urinary system or your circulatory system or your respiratory system. And this is kind of what Diane did. She worked with each system until that system healed. And you notice what she did. She took high amounts until it healed. Next question. Go ahead, please.
Yes, I have another question. When you say high amounts, what's high? Is it 8, 4?
It was, I mentioned 6 usually is the minimum to rebuild, and I did 9 to 12 in some of those.
Okay.
And even 15.
Okay, so
it's not everybody, like it's very different. But if you do 6 for a certain amount of time and you don't see the results and you know it's the right formula that you need, then you go higher until you can feel the results in the body.
Right. Thank you.
Okay, so here we go again. So this is what she said. She said, if you take 6 and you don't get results, then you take 9. If you don't get results, you take 12. You don't get results, you take 16. You do that till you get results.
Yeah,
and most people want to quit. Go ahead, please, Diane.
Yeah, and just a couple of things is that, and that goes the same with somebody that I had with prostate cancer. You needed 15 men from 9, 12 supplemental before we started to see results with the male. So, and then you reduce it. And when you do with the meds, as I mentioned before, just make sure there's always about an hour between the meds and the herbs. Okay. I hope that
so go ahead, please. Who is it?
Oh, I'm sorry. It's Melanie. I was wondering if you've had an MRI, what the results of that would be now.
They did one a few years ago because of something else that happened, and it was totally independent and whatever. And they didn't look at what we were looking for. Because of an accident and injury that had happened. And they just said that the MS was progressing the way it's supposed to be for somebody who had MS for that many years. And all they were saying is kind of they were comparing to what it was, but didn't have my MRI from 1991, so I don't know how they could have compared. And they were intimating that I was in a wheelchair. Well, I've been walking, and I've been walking in high heels every single day for 20-something years. So I told the doctor, how can they say that? And said, well, let's do another one. I said, no, I'm done with them. Sorry. I just.
Okay.
I don't know. Sometimes I don't have a lot of patience for that. And I understand some doctors will say the more lesions, the more symptoms of MS, that's half of the neurologist. The other one says something totally different. I don't want to be rude, Donna, but I will have, maybe we can ask for one or two last questions, and I don't mind coming, being on another call if we need to. I didn't realize there would be so many questions and it would be so long. I'm happy to be there, but I have somebody waiting for me, so I didn't know, and I do apologize for that.
Okay, and I'll stay a while longer, Diane. So, Diane, as she mentioned, she has somebody waiting for her. And she is happy to address all the questions. And I'm happy to continue to address the questions. So at this time, I'm going to bid Diane farewell. And I want to thank you, Diane, for your time. So I want everybody here to understand that Diane's time that she gave to us from the compassion of her heart is well appreciated by all of us who attended this call. And she did it on her own accord, and we're not paying for her time. And so because it took her years to overcome this, and we are so appreciative of you, Diane. So I thank you for this, and we're going to say goodbye to Diane. I will stay longer to address more questions. Thank you, Diane. Woohoo!
Diane,
woohoo!
Thank you, Diane.
I don't mean to be rude. I'm happy to come back. I didn't realize I must have been misunderstood and right. There would be too many questions and I feel really bad. But I just want to know, I'll be happy to come back on the call. And if you want to even send me questions to Donna, she can summarize them. And I have a couple of things I prepared that I'll send to Donna and she can share with all of you.
Thank you.
Awesome. Thank you, Diane.
And don't give up.
Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Don't give up are her last words. Don't give up. So that was Diane, and we have to bid her farewell. She's gone. And I will continue to answer your questions. So who else has a question that they would like me to address?
Emily, I do.
Go ahead.
I want to ask you one question. She said that she ate clean. What was the clean food that she was eating?
All right. When she says clean food, that means she ate what Mother Earth provides you with. Organic foods as much as possible, grass-fed meats, chicken, turkey, hormone-free, antibiotic-free, no additives, no strange names when you read labels in a store. She also said she ate simple foods. So she ate vegetables and meats and chicken and seeds and berries and apples. That's what clean foods means to her. Does that help you?
Yes, very much.
Okay. Thank you. And the next question?
Hi, Donna. Yeah, it's Sharon. Yeah. I was just wondering which one of the four was the circulation to the head, which one of the supplements? Was it the IX or?
IX was the one that she used for numbness and tingling and lack of circulation and circulation to the head and for energy. It's I-X. That's the name of it.
And in
our simple terms, it's a herbal formula specifically for iron in the blood. So if you have adequate iron in the blood, iron attracts and hangs on to the oxygen and gets it moving to all parts of your body.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
Another question?
Go ahead.
Sorry, did I interfere in somebody's talking?
No, go ahead.
I want to know what the medicines use for bladder control.
So first of all, I want to make sure you understand that this is not a drug. Okay?
Yes, I know.
And
herbs.
You know that, okay?
Yeah.
This is herbs. So what's in, and it's called K. Just K.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, okay.
It's Nature Sunshine's herbal combination for bladder and kidneys, and it's just called K. What's in it? Parsley. Now, parsley grows in lots of people's gardens.
Yes.
Uva ursi. Now, I don't know if you know uva ursi, but it grows in the wild here where I live in Kelowna.
Oh.
Juniper berries. Okay, now there's a couple more I think that I'm missing. Just so that you know, these are herbs that are very familiar to us. And K is an incredibly powerful formula. Recently, I had a lady who had was feeling depressed, no energy, gaining weight, and all these kind of things were happening to her. So she went to the doctor, and the doctor said, "Oh my gosh, your kidney function is at GFR, it's called. So that's kidney filtration rate is at 45, and it should be above 50." And that was one of her problems, and her creatinine levels were high.
Mm-hmm.
So she went off the grains. That's another thing about eating clean foods. We don't eat those grains that have glyphosates in it. We don't eat that. She went off the grains. She ate clean food. She went off all the sugar foods, the junk foods. And she did smoothies with essential liquid minerals in them, and flax lignans and collagen plus, and she took K. Within 1 month, her kidney GFR rating came up from 45 to 75, and her creatinine levels dropped from 105 to 75, well in the, or something like that, well in the normal. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right, so you see, it goes together as a program. It's what is causing the inflammation that keeps the blood sticky, heavy, stops it from circulating to all the different organs and glands of the body. Grains with glyphosates is one of them. Diane mentioned root canals is another one. And now I think she failed to mention also, I think she had a tetanus shot when she was in high school that we figured contributed to her MS. These things are toxic, flu shots. They're toxic. They make the blood sticky and heavy. So what we do here is we control all the variables that cause inflammation, meaning it makes the blood sticky and heavy, prevents it from circulating essential nutrient energy and oxygen to the required areas of your body. Hey, does that help you, Shobana?
Yes. Okay.
All right, now I'm getting some background noise. Okay?
Donna?
Donna? Yeah, go ahead, please.
It's Lorene here.
Hi, Lorene.
Might I add something that might contribute to this conversation too?
Go ahead, please.
About the same time that Diane got MS, there's someone quite close to me in our family who got MS. And it confirms many of the things you said. This person had a lot of inflammation going on. They had just been going to Europe, so they had got a full slate of vaccinations. They took every vaccination that the medical system recommended before she went to Europe. So it was, you know, a whole bunch of them, you know, probably cholera and tetanus and pertussis, everything. This person also did other things that caused inflammation in the body. They smoked, they drank, they didn't eat a clean diet. Now, I tried to get this person, who is this, maybe about 5 years older than Diane. Her MS was diagnosed also 5 years later. This person can barely walk now. They're hunched over in a wheelchair. They can get around a little bit, like I'm talking 3 feet with a walker. But they did not choose to follow the natural method. They chose to go the medical route, and they chose to accept the diagnosis that the medical profession gave, which I honored Diane for having said, I'm not going to accept that. I'm not going to accept their prognosis. And she chose to do the work to get herself better. And I know Diane, we just went on tech trip together, right? And to see Diane compared to this other person who did not choose to make the effort to change her diet, to change her lifestyle, who did not believe in herbs, is like an 85-year-old woman now. And she does not have quality of life that Diane does. So it's such an important message. You have to believe in it, and you have to be willing to make the change if you want to have quality of life.
I appreciate your comments, Lorene. Okay, so you notice there's two different kinds of pictures here.
Yep.
There's a picture of a full slate of vaccinations, smoking, drinking, taking antibiotics, I'm assuming, not eating clean foods. And then on the other side of the coin, there's Diane, who refused to choose the medical vision of you will be in a wheelchair the rest of your life. You have a no hope diagnosis. Accept it. She refused to accept it. She searched beyond the box
and she found the answer, even though it took her a whole year to get out of that wheelchair and to walk as she's walking today. Now, you notice what she said about her MRI, I think it was Melanie that asked, and the MRI said that her MS was progressing. Whoa, she said, I haven't been in a wheelchair for 20 years. How could it be progressing? Doesn't that tell you something? Thank you for that comment, Loreen. Appreciate
it. Well.
Any other questions or comments?
Donna, this is Jean.
Go ahead, Jean.
You know, Donna has worked with me. She's a treasure. I've been trying to walk again, and I'm just about there, and it's taken me 4 years, almost 4 years. And I've taken some time recently and written out the story of my healing, which actually started 22 years ago. But I came to realize it's always bit by bit. Progress, for most of us, we have been taught there's a quick fix. The problem should go away within a couple of weeks or whatever, or else you're done for. And I have learned that sometimes I had nothing in a day. Sometimes I had only a slight change, but that I wasn't going backwards. And so I really call this little book that I've written bit by bit. We have been so, I mean, my problem before I was born. So, I'm 79 now. So it's not going to change overnight. And I think that my friends, my local people here, they don't know I don't go into it much. But I think they think I'm crazy. But I know that bit by bit I'm getting there. So that's such a, to me, such a key, very, very vital comment that Diane, little by little, don't expect it to happen in a week. If a little tiny bit is great improvement. As long as you keep going forward, and if you don't, then start looking. So that's all I wanted to share.
I appreciate that, Jean. I appreciate that. Too soon, we are almost programmed to give up. Diane didn't give up. She kept going until she got her answers, until she was healed. I think there was one thing Diane knew. Diane knew that herbs are nutrition. And that's one thing we have to know. The other thing Diane discovered was that Nature's Sunshine products are powerfully quality controlled, meticulously quality controlled. So the nutrition that is stated in their fact sheets is true to the label. We need to accept that. I understand that there are people that would say, yes, but she's just selling a product. I am not just selling a product. I know they make a difference. You've heard Diane's story. And if you're new to this, there's one thing we need to do. And as Diane said, you need to start somewhere. And then Jean said, then you don't quit. And Diane reiterated that. You keep going till it works. So with this, I think our time is up. It's been a very enjoyable evening with everyone. Thank you very much for being on the call with us. Diane is very willing to answer all of your questions. And if you'd like to email them to me, I'll forward them to you or to Diane. I'll forward the questions to Diane. She's so happy to help you and get you through this if you happen to be suffering from one of those no hope diagnosis. Be careful who's creating the vision for you. At any time, you are in control. You can create your own vision. Thank you, everybody, for being on the
one
call.
Moment.
Lots of love
one
and blessings.
Organizing this,
one
I
moment.
Must say that you have organized a wonderful teleconference, you know. Thank you.
How about when we get ketonic?
We're getting Chetonic back in September.
Thank you.
And Donna, can we get your email again?
We're getting the Chetonic back in September, I've heard.
Okay, can we get your email again?
KDROTH at shaw.ca. SHAW.ca.
Thanks again, Donna. You are
Thank you, everyone. Lots of love and blessings to your families. Bye-bye, everyone.
Bye-bye.
Bye, Donna.
Yes. That's my phone.
Well, I've been sitting here all day, I've been sitting in this waiting room. And I've been waiting on my friends, yes, I'm waiting on this conference call. All alone, and I'm on hold. Well, yes, I'm on hold. I hope it's not all day.